Mary Sivulimik Nutamik Inuit Init Sanganik Ammai Tuhatayna Laumimat Aatuvami Tanna Sunout Seralomangat Uhautiiga Yattaan.
Unikkaarunnataqa akuni taanna aitikeikkuni suli angajokkaanutsuma pinnassuali laujuvattigu Kanada miungu hatigittutigu innu hatigittuta ilinniyanammi kama hatigigu malaujuvatta khanu ilinniyanivut ammalu makua ilinniyatui piyariihattangittu ilinniyatamini khanu ikajok
Ana nagi jauju kata tagi jauju itu masih orang nipun nipi gusul lagi jauju kata tan ITK kuni itu tutup diunek tu ilinnya ni pichuti gilu ku kanata miu inungenyo matui lok tabut pinasau gusil lok tu mitakani atau ame inunabusiunik sabut ilinnya bingan ni matui lok tabut kisiani ITK kuni tunga bekhalangayong atatil logo.
Ilunati amiakku teilitsugit ilautisima javu.
Hanuta fine out to you, Tamana Pigetto was Wakuha, Sulegas, what to see.
Pigaxima looked too good. Matrila of the good in the tongue of you, Langa, you IT Kikuni, Matrita loft in the Gusuli Pangalila, you get the Kani, Akagumi, Nunalino, I had the Langa Yuma, Ila Haklunga, Ila Guma Unique, Malo. Angayokare yao yun itamani nunalini. Mayo yao yun luni ufoluluni angayokamaganik, angayokani luni nalituin nanginik o mayunik. Takun natawgi ahagata si bulukti unibu ammalupitsi agaso agnibu. At sukuti agnibu luilinyan ang mitakun natawgi ahamani inuukatibun nun. Taman na si bulipawti lukupina suwala ngayabu hanong anana ilo atata ilo. Amalu nunali iluani sapu minyok sa unna rayang ni tinik ilinia tinik taman na pinasuwa kala ngayabu si bulipaw tilugo.
Temali niuhu katalani ni taisika lakaw gabi. Hangali pigesi laki niuhu katakalagi amun namullo ayluti si bulipaming.
Pinasuwa ko si ulakto mi kaw isang ni pinasuwa klugo ikalun ni lakto wut. Peko ilun na tilaw hatatu ilaw tilugit ilinia nun ni kaw isakti. Amalu ilinia nun misuna mi kaw isakya hang mga ata kaw imayuit. Taga kingu niyago nunat siya bulia sa utigilang alaw tunga. Kingu bagaya kapilang koto tayin na nunat siya bulia ang nagilang ayaga marchi mi nga tabong lak tunga. February mi kasualaw kaluwak tunga kisiyan itayin na. Akita si Mayu, Paria Haxi Maya Sanguun along him and take up my cutting at Lugi, Ega Swallow and Lava Lok Sunga Kissi and King on the Agoot, cutting and Halam, Apple Lemim, Nunat Seven Mute, Makovi Mir Hokrinko, cutting Marina Halam, Namata Tekuma, Ohari Tolungalo, Amalo, Nunali Iluane, cutting a Gumayuni, cutting as a Hatalunga Lakunga.
Tematuila, Sivupian Hatsiala, Hotaman, Nasuna Real to the Mila Cigar Marivin.
Taman kato siya katigido to kasi ani kaju siguro na lang ama ino katikani ilaw siya kasi yunga ino katik ilaw siyang ito akpata ino na liw ilo ani taman na apinaso akpata busubal liti silo alang kongin man ilaw siya hatako yaka ino katik ano na liw ilo ani ito kaitong wangit amalo mako ilin niya ti mikiyo ubikapi walo ako ti ufaluluni ang inyoksa walo ako ti Ilinia regia had lagin mata, tamana, sapume hatigu tigia hatigu, ilotia hojilatunga, ilunatini.
Temalitan, ilinia viu yuyava.
Auka, nito, pina sufituina. How is a few hatalunilo, amalo, cutting a nun make, cutting a new yahatuni, pangmatiluni, nunalinilu, pina soga hatatini, pangmatiluni, amalununali, piumayangini, kamayuluni, kina janilunuachi, uluni hataneato. Makuali, ilinia to it, ilinia view, iluani, ilinia rahmata.
Mary, first of all, a new center for Inuit was officially opened in Ottawa. Can you tell us how this was started?
Yes, it has been in planning stages for a long time. I started a new project at ITK called the National Strategy for Inuit Education, which brings together all the Inuit regions, Nunatsiavut, Nunavik, Nunavut and Inuvialuit region in the Western Arctic. And through the development of the national strategy, we recommended that a center be created within ITK. It's not a separate, like a building. It's within ITK. That way we save money to spend on education rather than on administration. So it's a place where we will have people working, and it'll be to have our national committee meetings as well as plan all the campaigns that we're going to be doing in the communities, and also look after any proposals that come in from communities for additional projects or funding, and that it'll also be the center for fundraising for the needs of the
So this includes all Inuit regions, and what age group are you looking at for them to take part in the education?
We're looking at education from early childhood education before kindergarten, and also from kindergarten to grade 12 or high school, the completion of high school. But then after that, finish high school, individual students can decide whether they want to go to post-secondary education or university.
And how is the Labrador School Board involved in this?
Well, we have members. We have a National Committee on Inuit Education, which was started 5 years ago. And I chair the committee, and it was started when I was still the president of ITK. It includes, in Labrador, it includes the Nunatsiavut government, and it includes the Labrador School Board. Newfoundland and Labrador, the provincial government, is also an observer. They're not a signatory, but they also participate. And then we have the similar kind of arrangements for each of the Inuit regions, the four regions. We make sure that every organization or government that's responsible for education is included in this national committee, as well as the federal government.
And how soon are you expecting to start the education program, or have it already started?
Well, we've been working on the strategy for 5 years, so the strategy is in place and it has 10 recommendations. And there's four priorities that we will begin with. And the first one is on parental engagement and community involvement, because we feel that was something that came up all the time, that we need more support from the community and more support from parents to keep our children in school, because the dropout rate is so high that our graduation rates for high school is very low compared to the rest of Canada. So the first campaign that we're going to begin is going to be about parental engagement and parental involvement and the community involvement. The other ones, like we're having a national research forum in Iqaluit next week, which will bring in educators and researchers from Inuit communities, as well as the academics from universities on the second day, because that's another priority. The four priority areas are parental mobilization, early childhood education, standardizing the Inuit writing system, and research and information. So because there's 10 recommendations, this is a long-term project, and we're starting with those four because those were the ones that were identified by the leaders. And when I come to the regions, which I will come to Nunatsiavut not too far in the future, I will be asking the regional leaders from the Nunatsiavut government, as well as local leaders, to participate in the discussions about how important it is to keep children in school and what education is and why it is a priority. So we need to be seen as being mentors and leaders in this very important area.
So when do you start your travels, and to where do you travel first?
Well, the first trip is next week to Iqaluit, because that's when we're going to have the research forum, where we identify priorities for Inuit education, the research that needs to be done on Inuit education. And then after that, my plans are to go to Nunatsiavut. I was going to be going quite soon after that, but I think it's going to be a little bit later. I think there's a meeting, a Nunatsiavut meeting in, if I remember correctly, I think it's in Makovic. So I'm going to be going to Nunatsiavut probably quite soon. And then I'll be going to different communities across the Arctic over the coming months. And we'll be doing, let's say, community meetings. We'll be doing roundtable discussions. We'll be doing radio phone-in shows, different things that we can organize in each of the places that we go to, so that there's involvement from the people, the Inuit at the community level. Because, for instance, on parent and mobilization, it's not to blame anybody. It's to encourage people to be supportive of their children and to help keep them in school, because a lot of kids aren't finishing high school. It's very important for the community and the parents and the grandparents and everybody to work together to keep our children interested in school. So it's going to be really important for me not to do this on my own, but to have real engagement from the communities. That's the only way it's going to work. Solutions don't work if they come from outside of the community.
So we certainly hope everything worked out well. And would you like to add anything else, Mary?
No, I think I've covered everything. Just to reemphasize the need for community involvement and different agencies and organizations to take an interest in education, even if you're not an educator. Let's say if you work for the justice enforcement, the policing, or if you're from the health sector, there's so many things that are interrelated that affect a child's ability to attend school. So it's important for people that are responsible for different areas to talk together and discuss what kind of solutions we can create in the community, because each community is different. There's not a solution, one solution for all communities. It's a solution for each community, because each community has different issues going on and each community has different priorities. So we need to take all that into consideration and then work from there. So when I come to the community, I really, really encourage people to take an interest and take part in any discussions that we're going to have.
And my last question, Mary, is the Inuit Education Center something like a school?
No, it's not. We're not creating a school. It's a center within ITK that will help coordinate the implementation of the 10 recommendations of the strategy. And it's to assist people like myself and others to coordinate all the events that are going to take place. And we're also going to be fundraising for the communities where they need to fund projects that fill some of the gaps that are needed in education. So it's to coordinate and help implement the strategies and working with the national committee, which represents all the educational jurisdictions in each of the Inuit regions.
And Mary, I'd certainly like to thank you for having the time to speak with us today.
You're welcome. Thanks very much.
Yeah. Nakumik.
Bye.
Atanai.